Philip Saint-Pierre, these are recurred today's date is 05/27/2023. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 63-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Ellis has a history of insomnia, comma, anxiety, comma, chronic pain, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma. Here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has been having a cough with nasal discharge and pain and pressure in her frontal and maxillary sinuses. She says she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. She says cough is dry and annoying. She reports body aches, denies fever, denies blood with sputum, denies night sweats or weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, in mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure is 176/83, pulse 93, respiration 18, temperature 97.3, period. Next paragraph, face, tendon, maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, nose, congested, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, disorder diffusely, period. Next paragraph. Throat, no edema, erythema, no exudate, uvulus, midline, and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, correction. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, back to abdomen, normal bowel songs. No visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, times three, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is insomnia, number two, anxiety, number three, chronic pain, number four, insulin dependent diabetes, number five, hypertension, number six, acute bronchitis, number seven, acute sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, patient's routine medication were refilled as follows: hydrochlorothiazide. We will hold the lisinopril portion of that medication because of her ongoing cough. She will take 25 milligrams. She will take 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, metoprolol, extended release, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Humulin, 100 units. She will take 10 units subcutaneously daily for 9 days, number 900 units. Next medication, insulin syringes, number 200. Next paragraph, albuterol 2.5/5 mL. She takes 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough, wheezing, period. Next paragraph, Tessalon 100 milligrams. She takes 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, trazodone 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, baclofen, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Labs are drawn today. Labs as follows: CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, A1C. End of dictation.